If you guys could, what would you do to make social media more social?
Take my shirt off.
That's crazy.
Ew. What would you do?
Make it something like if you comment, you have to comment in a video form so that you have to actually speak to the person. So if you're gonna troll, you gotta be 10 toes down with it. You gotta be like, all right, I'm gonna say it. I gotta say it to your face.
And you gotta post your location.
That's wild. Can you imagine? Like,
oh, what? Come outside and find me.
Oh, you wanted to get social? I'm in. I'm in. Get on my motherfucking face. Please. Push the goddamn button.
Yeah. Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
I was supposed to play Money Mike, but bad mind breeze into an ear.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. We appreciate you guys rocking with us. This is a podcast about where we like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. We just like to talk about regular life from a creator's perspective. So in layman's terms, we talk about movies, love, life, music, anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we'd love to bring you guys in on them. Sorry, guys. I'm a little tired today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And if you want to catch this podcast live and early, because this is a podcast that we are making up, don't forget to join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can be a part of the good people of the Gray Area in our Patreon and watch this podcast live, join in on the conversation, as well as get access to other exclusive content. So we definitely have more in store for you guys very soon. But thank y'all for joining us. How y'all feeling today?
I'm great now that I ate.
That rhymed.
Word. I'm great. Good. Marvelous. Whatever nice adjective you like to throw in there,
Marvelous.
How are you besides tired?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I just need to eat. That's it. But I have a really productive day today. So I'm like really good. Oh, also, I'm like really sore from this yoga we've been doing. Like, you know, I didn't realize how much beginner yoga I've been doing all this time. Because, whoo, child, I'm over here like, I feel like I did a whole, like, core workout. I've been going to track practice lately. Like, that's how my body is feeling. So.
Only for core days.
It's wild. It's just wild. But other than that, like, I'm really good, though. I'm definitely really good. What are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about, what's the use of having social media if you're not going to be social on social media? So, I got that question because I was on social media watching a video and the girl was talking about, I don't even remember who was saying it, but she was saying how it just be weird. Like, you literally just staring. Like, you just watching. Like, people literally just be watching people.
So do you mean what's the point of going into like people's lives without like interacting and stuff like that, or just like just being on social media platforms in general?
For me, I was talking about just being on there in general. Like, you're there and you're just watching. What's the point of being on there and literally just watching? Because in person, that's weird.
But if you look at it like this, like, social media is another form of entertainment for a lot of people. Just like TV is a form of entertainment. We don't interact with the TV. We just watch the
people
TV.
People be talking to the TV. Some just don't talk back.
But they might be talking to their phone screen, but the person don't know they talking. Like, it's a form of entertainment. So people who don't interact, like, they might just be watching. It's you as the creator. It's like, it's you got to be okay with that.
And I was going to say, playing devil's advocate here, if you people watch, it's the exact same thing.
Tell me it's not.
Don't,
it's not.
Lie to me and tell me. Come on, bro.
People watching and staring at somebody every post, that's different. People watching, they go, they hear one moment and they go on the next. I'm not following them around. I'm not following them to watch what they're doing. They just happen to come into my realm of existence for a short, brief moment
like
of time.
A timeline.
Okay, yeah, it's like a timeline. Literally, like, okay, somebody, you scrolling. Oh, snap. Especially now, you don't even see people you follow anymore. So you scrolling. Oh, snap. That's, I forgot I followed him. Cool. Boom. Now he's out the frame. Now you looking at somebody else, and maybe they happen to walk by the same. Oh, you walk by the same street every day. Okay, cool. And that's where it's, at least to me, that's where it stops. But it's the same thing. I understand what you're saying. It's, if somebody was watching your every single move, it would be weird. But I mean, everybody complicit. So I mean, you follow people follow you. You don't want people to look at your every move. You can get off.
Right. You don't have to post. Or put your page on private.
Okay. Pardon me. All right.
Say that was a lot.
It's one thing. Okay. Y'all speaking from the stance or from the point, like, people don't just be on there just staring at people for hours and hours and hours. That's weird. Like, you could at least, like, comment on the post that you just staring at.
I mean,
or like it.
I comment. Mean, from what you said, from how you're talking about it, it sounds like you're talking about people who be live for hours and people that be in there just watching people's lives for hours. Because honestly, if you're on social media, 9 times out of 10, you're not going, like, sometimes you might go to somebody's page if you like their content that much, but you're not scrolling on. Most people don't even have hours worth of content on their page. Like, it's the same thing as if people watch a podcast. You can sit and watch a podcast for hours and hours and hours, and some people do not comment, they do not like, they do not share, they do not hit that notification bell, and we know.
Because 60% of the people who watch this pod are not subscribed to us. So to help us help you, hit that subscribe button.
Ding!
I was getting ready to do it, but I'm about to hit that bell, so.
But go ahead.
I was going to say, how I look at it now is social media is like, it's like everybody's throwing a party and everybody getting clips from the party. And it's like, I'm sharing, this is what my party is like at my house. If you want to come to my house and view this party, you can follow me. And that's really what it is. You just come in this. Oh, okay, I like how you have your drape set up. I like how you have your tapestry. Like, that's just what it is. And when you show up to somebody's page, at least to me, I don't typically go to people's pages unless, like, maybe I'm looking for something. Maybe it might be on the initial to see if I'm going to, like, follow them. But, like, I don't even really be following people. People just be showing up as a part of the algorithm. So I may like one thing and then I'm seeing them again. And again, and again.
All right, so what I was going to say was, once you follow, do you say hello?
No.
Not in the sense of, hey, thanks for the follow, or not none of that, but in the sense of, because you mentioned, you referenced it as a party.
Yeah.
If you're invited to my, if I invite you to my party, if I let you into my party, I expect you to say hello.
Right. If you have hundreds of people at your party, do you expect every person that's at your party to find you and come say hello?
You found me to follow me. I mean, if I'm at the door.
Oh, all right. You're changing the analogy.
Let's back it up. Every party that you've been to, have you seen the host?
That's a good question.
No. Yeah. That's cat.
Every party that I've been to?
Whether it was a day party, I know you haven't seen.
I know.
Exactly my point.
I talked to the workers, though.
Exactly my point. You don't always see the people.
But you don't speak to the host necessarily.
If I see them.
Not always. If you go to a club, whoever's hosting that night at the club, you go talk to the person.
Peace.
All right, put it like, new example. We just went to an art gallery. We saw the person whose art gallery it was.
Right.
Did you say hello to him?
Nah, it was live.
All right then. It's the exact same thing. You sitting there, you looking at his work, you like, all right, I like what you did there. I like, oh, this is fire. This is inspirational. Not one time did you think, you know, let me go up and say, hey, man, I'm blah, blah, blah.
I thought of it, but
you didn't know it.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I don't think you have to be social. I mean, on paper, it sounds crazy to not be social on social media. But you don't have to be.
Okay. I feel like, let's take it to a different direction. It started off as a social thing. Like, oh, I meet this person, you meet this person. Like, you're actually connecting. And it evolved into entertainment. So, I missed the days where it was actually, like, you connecting with people. Like, genuine connection type of thing.
Well, that's a whole different conversation.
I said we're about to take it somewhere else. That's this one, I ain't going to die on this one.
No, I feel like I agree though, because I feel like when we had like MySpace and even when Twitter just started and stuff like that, it was more about the interaction. Like it was more about building the relationships. But now, because that's also because we didn't have like you could post pictures, but like it wasn't a picture centered like app or program. Then when Instagram and like Snapchat and stuff, pictures and videos, and I mean, let me say even Vine. So with Vine, like videos became the center, Instagram pictures became the center. So now it's like you're looking at things rather than reading and interacting with things. On MySpace, 9 times out of 10, if you wasn't following or being somebody's friend on there, if you wasn't interacting with them, like you weren't just there to watch their stuff because you were there to either, you know, introduce yourself to the person, or it's somebody that you knew in real life, or like
the music.
Yeah, like something. It was something there that was like a some level of like connectivity on a more personal level.
Well, I was gonna say it's because I'm sorry. You could finish your point.
I was just gonna say I think a lot of aspects of social media now is a little bit more, I would say, aspirational. Cause like you're looking at, a lot of people are looking at other people's content to inspire them to do whatever other thing, or it's like for entertainment or something like that, but not everybody is on there to build relationships per se. And I mean, it'd be an awkward space to even figure out how to even do that. If I'm being honest, but go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the reason why it's like that now is because the circle is a lot bigger. Like before you weren't really following or interacting with people that you didn't know. So I think like with everybody being on the internet, like it's hard for you to, like some people you just can't physically connect with that many people. Like it's just not possible for you to connect with, even to be like, I have 700 friends. Like, it's just not realistic. Like, I don't think anybody actually has 700 genuine friends. I got a lot of friends, and I don't got 700. I don't even got 500. So, it's like...
Boy, boss, I don't even got 5.
I was about to say, now, that is a lie.
Nah, but I think because the circle was a lot smaller. So, I don't know, when we were in school, whether it was Facebook, whatever it is, right? Most of the time, your world was the people you went to school with. Mm-hmm. And like maybe some like your cousins, your family, but that's really kind of where it stopped. And then I think later on we expanded and we started following everybody. And it's like now when you're following people across the country, it's like, all right, well, I mean, I may not want to say anything. Maybe I just like what you do. Mm-hmm. And it's like maybe I don't even have the words, the verbiage to say nothing.
I might not even speak your language.
But I like that. I know what like is.
Right. You know, but I think that I think everything started expanding more, I think, with Twitter, because Twitter was a space where it was, I mean, like, just, I was on there for entertainment because people was funny. Okay. So I would follow the stuff that I was entertained by. It's not even that I needed to interact with you. I would interact like in the way of like retweeting or liking a comment or whatever, but I think it started expanding then because it's like, all right, well, I'm looking at stuff that's outside of my normal circle. Like, I'm finding stuff like maybe is that somebody that was in my like actual circle followed this other thing, or then that's when you also get like they were parody pages. Now we got meme pages, but they were parody pages, and sometimes those were funny too. So it's like, I think that's when things just started kind of expounding a little bit more. So, I mean, I do kind of miss the days of the smaller. I miss the days of, like, when we was on MySpace and you was like, oh, I want to be in your top eight. Put me in your top eight. But also, the fact that you can interact with people from all over the world and meet other people from, like, outside of your immediate circle or your immediate, yeah, environment. Thank you. Because I could not think of the word. I think that that's cool. I think that that expands the mind of the collective in a lot of ways. It can be harmful sometimes, but it also exposes us to a lot more than we were initially being exposed to.
Word. I agree. I do want to get to the point where we're responsibly interacting with, like, if we follow in pages, like, interact with the posts,
mm-hmm.
or even, like, with the lives, interact with the lives, because it helps the person. Sometimes it helps the person that's posting or cultivating, curating the lives, continue to keep doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What I was gonna say was, would you actually want every person that saw your page to interact with your page?
From a business standpoint, yes, I would, because it allowed other people to see my page. And I'll be doing my best to actually reply to everybody. So, I think I would.
Even if it was a bunch of trolls?
See, that's when we're getting weird.
That's what he said, everybody. That's why he asked, would you want everybody who sees your page to interact with your page? That includes trolls.
I'm just trying to choose my words. I'm just trying to choose my words. Because the trolls be the ones commenting.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, so I think for me personally, I don't necessarily mind that not, I don't know, like, I want the people who are my people to interact with my page and my lives and stuff like that. Like, the people who are actually there to support me versus, like, the people who are trolling or whatever to interact with it. Like, yes, of course, from a business standpoint, it can, like, help other people to see your stuff, but also, depending on what they're saying on my post, it might not be good.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not my people, why are you following me?
They might not follow you. He said just people who see your stuff. On TikTok, you don't have to. Most of the content you see on TikTok is not the people that you follow. Once you hit follow, you don't see most of them people's posts. Like he said earlier. On Instagram, the way they change that algorithm, you do not see most of the people's posts that you actually follow. So, and now they got a lot of ads in between too, and sponsored posts that you're seeing. So it might not be somebody that follows you. Same thing on YouTube. You don't have to be subscribed to people's channels to see their content. So they might not follow you, but they might see your content and they might interact with it. It might be a positive interaction. It might be a negative interaction, but it is still an interaction. That's the thing.
All I was going to say was, I don't think it's a requirement that you be social to be on social media.
It's not a requirement.
Yeah. But I mean, I get the point though. Like, maybe, like, if you're like, why be here if you're not going to be here? But it's a little different because it's also not real. So, like, I can't, like, if we was all in a room together and it's like, And people were talking, and it's like, oh, like, you had the opportunity to speak. I understand. And even still, some people going to sit in the back and like, word, hit you with a... And that's as far as it go. Like, to be honest, liking somebody's post is technically being social. It's like, hey, I like what you're doing. Like, it's kind of funny. Can you imagine if every time you was doing something, somebody just gave you a thumbs up, like, just was...
Just random person popped
down.
up to, oh.
That'd be wild.
That will be wild. But yeah. I don't know. I feel like I don't think it's a requirement either. I feel like it'll also be a lot of pressure sometimes to make sure you're interacting and stuff. And that's just from a business standpoint, like from a branding standpoint, to make sure that you are interacting and da 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 da. But it's like sometimes I just want to go on social media to go on social media, and I don't want to interact with stuff. Or maybe I just want to see, like, I know. Even if we look at it from this standpoint, like how on Prime Video, Amazon Prime, I was just like, okay, I'm not liking or rating anything so that it doesn't change like how my algorithm is. Some apps, it's like I don't necessarily want to like this because then, like, let's say it's a conspiracy TikTok. Once I like this conspiracy TikTok, it's gonna be at least six other conspiracy TikToks on the way to me, and then I might get stuck in conspiracy TikTok. And I personally don't like being stuck in conspiracy TikTok. So it might be one of those things. I do think like you should like want to be social on social media, but everybody is able to make an account. So like I can't fault you for not. This might be your burner account. Like I don't know. Like I don't know.
Do you feel like you're social on social media?
Me or him?
Both of you.
Yeah. Not as social as I could be, but I speak. I comment. I repost. I like, share, subscribe. But I just want to preface this first. I have no idea where this conversation is going.
Okay, yeah.
But
That's usually how our prods go.
like so I don't have a real stance because it's subjective.
Yeah, I mean, it's subjective to you. It's your opinion.
Now I'm talking about whether I'm social on
Yeah,
social
that's what I
media
was
or
asking.
not.
I was like, do you feel like you so I wasn't asking if you
Nah, I said, yeah,
That's
not
what I
as
was
social as
saying.
I could be.
Yeah, that's I was just asking like if you thought you was social.
It just depends on how I'm feeling.
Yeah. 'Cause I mean, what does it mean to be social on social media?
Yeah,
Is that just posting? 'Cause I mean, if you just posting, then technically
I
you
feel like it's a thing
wasn't
of
social.
interacting. Well, okay. I feel like if you follow the person or like what the person is doing, you should be social
So,
on
for you,
it.
being social is interacting with the post in some way.
Or the poster. Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if you don't like the post that they post?
Then you don't have to.
So then you're not being social that
You don't gotta do it on every single post, but
I'm just trying to get a gauge of when it's time to be social and when it's not time to be social. That's it.
it's like read the room. You'll feel it in the air. This is a post I need to. I need
Said
to.
that last one. Yeah, would you use with your cat? I don't need to interact with that one.
I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah, but like you making a sweater, I can dig that.
Don't know. It's so weird though because I know sometimes for me when I'm scrolling, I'll like it because I watched it, but it's just because of the fact that I've had like other business pages or whatever. Versus, and then when I'm like, oh, I don't really like this post, but it might be somebody that I know, it'd be hard because I'd be like, dang, I should like this. But it's like, no, I actually do not, I did not like this post. So then I have to, like, tell
Yeah.
myself it's okay to scroll even though you actually know this person
It
in real
depend
life.
on who it is for me. A lot of people that I know and follow, well, not even follow. Well, I mean, I follow them because I know them. But a lot of people, I don't really liking what they posting.
So you don't
So
interact with
I should unfollow them.
it?
Like off this logic, I should unfollow them too.
Yeah.
Because
Because you're not interacting, you're not being social on your social media with the social
It's
lights.
counterintuitive
The
to my
social,
stance.
yeah.
Right.
If I'm standing on business, gotta
Yeah.
unfollow a lot of people.
I think it just depends on what you define as being social. Because if it if if it's just you posting and you putting stuff out there and you sharing it, then anybody who's posting, even if there's somebody else doesn't interact with it, they technically are being social. Because this is like, hey, I'm making stuff. Hey, this is an announcement. Hey, blah, blah. So, but nobody else is interacting with it. So I can't necessarily say that they're not, like, that they are being social, technically speaking. But I can't say that they're not, because they're doing what the app would require you to do to be considered social.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the people who posted.
Yeah, I was just curious.
I'm talking about the people who just...
Well, I mean... Well, okay, never mind. I was going to say...
So
I
just go, the scrollers?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I go on Pinterest and I don't... But I'd be saving different stuff. Pinterest not different.
I say anything I like on there.
I be interacting. I be saving a lot of stuff.
I'm a comment.
So saving is interacting.
Yeah, it's like putting a like on it.
Yeah.
Everything I see, I be seeing like 2 comments per Pinterest post.
Because Pinterest is more like, ooh, I like that. Let me borrow that. Let me borrow that. I like that. I want to add that to my decor. Let me put that in my house.
It is good to comment and stuff like that. I'm going to one day go through like the different recipes that I've actually made from there that I have saved to my Pinterest boards, and I'm gonna first put them in a separate board. I'm gonna create a new board, but also I'm gonna like make a comment of, hey, I made this, it was great, or something like that. I don't know, I'm still figuring it out, but yeah, Pinterest, it's good to save, like, comment, all of that stuff that helps the creator as well. But I do think that a lot of people, going back to the original topic, I really do think a lot of people use social media strictly as a form of entertainment.
Right.
And those are, like, the accounts that maybe don't have a picture at all, or, like...
No posts.
Yeah, no posts, or, like, some of them, they're just literally on there to entertain themselves, to get their laugh for the day, to get whatever inspirational quote they needed for the day, to watch their favorite creator, but they have no intentions of ever posting anything. And I feel like that's okay, because the platforms were made like that. And I also, like, I can't, who am I to police whether or not you comment, like, share, subscribe, unless you're on this channel.
Like, share, subscribe.
Then I'm telling you, like,
at your earliest convenience.
But no, seriously though, like, it's like everybody uses it for different things. So, like, I have a friend who has an account, and then I think she might have deactivated it, but like, she ain't had no posts on there, and then she reactivated it, and then she deactivated it again. So it's like.
I'll speak for myself. When it came to like my Twitter, I stopped posting to Twitter. I was doing a lot of retweeting, liking,
heavy on the
seeing retweets. Seeing the lay of the land, the conversation, just laughing to myself and proceeding with my day. I wasn't necessarily jumping in and adding to the conversation. I probably should have. Probably would have had more fun, but I just wasn't doing it.
So speaking of having more fun, do you think adding to the conversation, whether that be on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, but just adding to the conversation of whatever is posted, would that allow people to be more present in the moment? Or
in what moment? In the moment of the social media post, or in the moment of their actual life?
Their life.
I mean, I don't know, because it's kind of hard to be present in the moment of your actual life if you're on social media.
Think so?
I think it depends on the social.
Yeah. Okay. But, so the question is, if they comment on a post and just like contribute to the conversation, will it help them to be more present?
Yeah, because he said it probably would have been more fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would help it be more fun, but for some people, not for all people, just depending on who you are. Like, but I mean, if you're following content that you like and you're commenting on content that you enjoy, then it'll probably be a fun interaction.
Word. Whether you like my content or not, if you see me on your interwebs, like, comment, share, subscribe.
Do something. Make some shake.
Word.
Help me.
Word. Help me. But, yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to comment more on people's stuff, like, that I'm following. And just, like, out of enjoyment, not like, oh, this is my business account. I need to make sure I'm interacting with. It's like, oh, I like this post. Let me comment. I might not know this person. I might know this person.
You know what's crazy? I don't ever feel compelled to comment, like, or, I mean, to comment specifically. I'd be liking and saving. But I never really feel compelled to comment. I don't know if it's because I don't be feeling like they be needing my input in the conversation a lot of times. But I just don't really be feeling the urge. Like, people don't be really moving me to comment. I may comment out loud, like, oh, that's crazy. Or, ha-ha, that's funny. But, like, it never actually makes it to the... Like, by the time I have to type it out, I'm already
on to the next thing.
So it's like, it's not necessarily... Maybe I should, you know? Maybe it would make some more friends. Maybe I would get to the 700. I don't think I need 700 friends. But, you know, I just haven't... It always stops at me either saying it out loud or me saying it to myself. So, like, I'm thinking, and I was also thinking, like, in real life, the amount of people that say things, and I might not say something to the person in response to them saying something.
Mm.
I might just be in the back, like, yeah, that's wild. I wouldn't have said that. Wouldn't have done that one. Or I might just be like, okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can equate social media interactions to real life interactions, like, in totality. Just because there are some things, for some people might comment stuff, but they wouldn't say it in real life. Like, some people might be more willing to interact with you online versus if you were actually just standing in the room together.
Or if people don't talk to me in person.
Do people talk to you on social media?
I'm going
to
rephrase this. In the past, people didn't talk to me in person. But with my hair like this, my goodness. It's more likely for people to talk to me on social media than like in person. I don't know if I'll be looking mean. I'll be looking mean sometimes, but I'll be fine. Maybe I walk like I'm in a rush.
No, you don't.
You haven't seen that man when he was out.
When he was just out? Just, oh.
Like, if I'm by myself.
I have been outside with you. Never mind. Mm-hmm. You do sometimes just be, yeah.
Beeline to my car.
I got another question. If you guys could, what would you do to make social media more social?
Take my shirt off.
That's crazy.
It's like, nah, let me see.
That's crazy. That's wild. Burning. All right, I'm sorry. Go
ahead. I don't. What would you do? That threw me off.
What would I do to make social media more social? I didn't actually think about this before I asked the question. So let me, what would I do to make social media more social?
I don't know. I think I might have better lighting. If I actually expressed my thoughts.
No, is it for your personal page or is it just like in general, like the overall experience I would of say social in
general,
media?
Oh, in general?
I might make
you have to be invite only.
That's like Clubhouse.
It is.
Boo.
All right.
Not you making an app that's already an app. Boo.
All right. If it's not invite only, then. But then. We just gotta exclude some people.
hold on. I just wanna make sure I heard that right. You said to make social media more social, we gotta exclude some people from the socials.
Yeah.
I need to hear the full.
We gotta exclude like the trolls and them people. We gotta exclude them so now we know it's a safe space and then we can cultivate the conversation.
Oh, that's not where I thought this was going. But
where do you think it was going?
I wasn't sure, but that's not. But I don't think there's a foolproof way to exclude trolls. But like, is it going to be like an alert as soon as you find out an account is a troll, they get booted off the app?
Mm-hmm. Just like, did y'all watch My Dad the Bounty Hunter?
Not yet.
Oh, word. Y'all gonna get that later. What was we watching? It was like, it was no fighting. Oh, at the consulate. John Wick.
Oh,
like that. No trolls allowed in this. Not at the hotel.
So you would make sure, like, put in safeguards to make sure it is a safe space and it remains a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
For who?
Real people with real conversation and real opinions. No trolls.
No trolls, no offensive behavior. It's like a Facebook group. A Discord. What would you do?
I don't know, man. I initially was going to say, like, make it something like, if you comment, you have to comment in a video form so that you have to actually speak to the person. So if you're going to troll, like, you got to be, you got to be 10 toes down with it. You got to be like, all right, I'm going to say it. I got to say it to your face.
And you got to post your location. It's like,
nah,
I was just playing. I was just playing.
That's wild. Can you imagine?
A word? Or I'm like, pulling up. I'm pulling up. Come outside in 5 minutes.
Oh, you wanted to get social? I'm in.
I'm outside in 5 minutes. I'll be there. Hold on. Let me comb my hair.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I like my hair like this. I see why girls do it.
Well, last time I had it like that, I was like, wow, this is luxurious.
Like, hater blockers. I can't really see out my peripherals.
Y'all haven't had y'all hair straight, and I can't imagine y'all getting y'all hair straight, and I wonder how y'all going like that. I think y'all silky. Gonna, y'all gonna be.
It's gonna match my silk shirts when I'm silk shirt popping.
Y'all not gonna stop moving y'all head. Y'all gonna be talking like this. If you just listening, I'm moving my head back and forth. I whip my head back and forth. I whip my head. I'm sorry. You don't understand. You get that later. But what would I do?
How would you make it more social? If you could make it more social.
I'm not gonna lie, I was just listening to y'all answers and I had no ideas. what would I do to make it more social? I think everybody will be required to meditate before they got on there. Like, that will be the entry, like a 5-minute meditation with
boom. Not making it a peaceful environment.
But to actually, like, make it more social, so making it more social would be, like, have people interact more. Maybe it's, like, you have to, I don't know. I like your idea with the video. What I was gonna say, I feel like it could potentially be dangerous. I was gonna say you gotta, like, interact with one new person. Like, you gotta, interact with one new person on the app a day. In order to stay active, but people be weird.
I mean, your interaction could just be like, hi, and then be like, bye, and then never see them again.
Like pokes.
That is true. That is true.
Pokes were a hilarious time. It was like, I acknowledge you.
Can you still poke people on Facebook?
I have no idea.
I think you can.
I don't use Facebook.
Yeah, I haven't been in like a year.
I remember it was a few years ago. Grandma kept poking me, and I was like, girl, stop.
Please.
Who taught you how to do this? But,
yeah, it was a wild time.
I really got to think about this question. Because I don't even know that I would want to interact with one new person today. But I guess it would get you out of your comfort zone. Yeah, I'm going to go with what I said. I'm going to lock that in, Alex.
Actually, this is what I'm going to say.
Well, did I change the answer now? It's like, no.
I was literally just thinking. Social media does not need to be more social. Because everybody doesn't. Everybody has a voice, but everybody doesn't need to voice their voice.
Voice their opinion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That man is funny.
You backtracking.
No, he's not. He doubling down on we need to make sure you got invites. We need to make sure that everybody don't need to be able to speak. That you doubling down. I see what you're doing.
So keep watching. Keep liking, keep sharing, keep subscribing. You don't always have to comment.
That is true.
Like, share, subscribe.
I think
repost, retweet.
That might be another thing that was so good about or why, like, when social media first started, it was a lot more, I guess, relationship building based, because it wasn't opinion based.
And another thing, it wasn't business based.
That too.
So it's easier to interact with people because you know
they're not trying to tell you nothing. Person.
Like, if I comment, I'm not gonna get a message saying, hey, I just dropped the ebook, or do you follow such and such? Mm-hmm. I'm part of the inner circle, like from the spam pages. Mm-hmm. It was like these accounts were actual people, accounts for the most part.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut your wisdom.
No, you're fine. But that coupled with the fact of, like, people wasn't on there just sharing random opinions for the most part. It was like, we're sharing about our day. Or if it was an opinion, and I mean, I was a child on MySpace and stuff. So it's like, if it was an opinion, it wasn't nothing like political. Like, it wasn't nothing that really, it was just like, hey, man.
Barney's, VeggieTales.
Yeah, it was, I don't know about that. I was older than that. I mean.
Josh, when she said VeggieTales.
That was a good show. Anyways. But like, oh, school sucks. Something like that. That would have been the opinion. Like,
I'm like, yeah, school sucks. Man, my teacher said, da, da, da.
I was in that class. You know, I was da, da, da. Like.
Well, I think that's also because that was before adults were on social media.
Oh.
So it actually was a safe space.
It was college kids. It was college kids and below.
That is true.
So, I mean, there were adults there, but like,
but the, now, the like, bases the were. Yeah, you got boomers on there.
Boomers, that's crazy.
What came before boomers?
Bomber. Never mind.
What?
I don't know what came
said
before.
Boomers, bombers. What?
Side note, my favorite type of jacket is a bomber jacket. That was just a random fun fact.
All right, if you find this Easter egg in this video, you'll get a prize someday.
Maybe a bomber jacket.
Someday. Some way. But you got to like, share, and subscribe, and join the good people to Patreon for that.
I'll definitely say I missed before social media had ads.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't care. To be honest, I know the companies was doing it to keep their company afloat. I don't care. I miss when they didn't have ads. It was a more enjoyable experience. People weren't fooling me. You know, I didn't get it. I didn't feel like everybody's trying to sell me something. It was just, I think that encouraged people to want to share more because it felt like these were actual people. Or before, when you used to see an ad, it actually felt like an ad. Mm-hmm. Now they're doing a great job. I'm like, this didn't feel like an ad until about 10 seconds ago. And you'd be like, oh, this actually is an ad. You really fooled me. You really did. So, like, I think that's the point for me that I stopped feeling like I needed to be, I guess, social, or I was as social, where it's like everything is ad-based. So it's like you always trying to sell me something. I don't even buy stuff like that on here. This ain't where I be buying the stuff.
Yeah. Reversal. I don't know. It's it needs some level of balance, I feel like. Some level of balance. Because I also miss... I don't even know if the ads would be as bad if I got to see the people that I actually followed on my timeline. Like, I could probably deal with some ads if I knew that the next post was somebody that I actually followed and not a suggested post or not...
Sponsored.
Yeah, a sponsored thing again. So it's like that... I think the algorithm also plays a huge role in why people aren't as social anymore, because a lot of people were very social until, like, especially on Instagram. Once the algorithm got changed to where people wasn't getting shown, then they sending out almost everybody's page post was, hey, can you like and comment on this if you can see my post? I just need to see how many of y'all can actually see Like, those types of things. It wasn't no such thing as being shadow banned or anything like that. If you got banned, you got banned. If you got put in Twitter jail, you got put in Twitter jail. It wasn't no secret thing of they might be hiding my stuff on the back end. It's like you knew exactly what was happening. So I think that all of that also played a role into, like, how social do I want to be? Because if I'm posting on here and my people, even if you just posting for your family, but you know your family's not going to see your post, it's like, why am I on here? If I wanted my friends to see my posts, or I want to be able to see my friends' posts and I can't see them, then unless I go to their page, what are we doing this for? I might as well be on Snapchat. Like, I don't know. So I think that also played a role.
I like Snapchat.
I used to love Snapchat.
Yeah, my Snapchat used to be going crazy.
Yeah, me y'all too. Snapchats was hilarious.
Yeah, it was just fun. I used to just be telling stories. And then they won't be there the next day. Like, hey, yo, so this is what happened. I like my diary.
That was like your first set of talks on the walk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had his cone head stories.
Why are you talking about my head shit? I'm just bored.
But yeah, it worked out. I also think it's funny because I think in hindsight, I think one of the points of social media is to be able to follow people's,
like, journey.
Yeah, like your life story without, like, because you're in reality, you're not going to be able to be there for a lot of the moments that everybody else is going through. So now you got a chance to actually see everybody's moments, see parts of their story. Granted, people aren't going to share the bad news, because to be honest, I don't even know if I would want to see all of the bad news on. It'd be like, oh, this is a, ooh, the world is going, it's going crazy. Like, I don't know if I would want to see that on social media, but I think in general, the whole point was to be able to see everybody's story and see different elements of their story that you wouldn't necessarily see.
Yeah. I like the fact that it make the world smaller. I do wish I saw the people that I actually follow.
Man.
Like, because I actually like the people that I actually follow, like the people that I met as adults that I actually follow, I actually like them. Like, even if I met them in person, I actually like them and I like how they stuff look. And I'm like, I need my stuff look like that. But I don't see it all the time.
And those are the posts you want to interact with.
Yeah. So when I do see it, I do my best to interact with it. Depending on the day, sometimes I don't feel like talking to them. I feel like the last part, I was like, you know, I love being around people. I don't always feel like talking. So again, I say, social media does not need to be more social.
Okay.
That's where I stand. Sometimes you got to talk yourself through things.
I'm not mad at that. I don't think it necessarily needs to be more social.
I think it's very social. I think we just, it's all this. I don't think everything needs to be as quantified as it is. I think that added to the stuff. So, because, like, even us as artists, it's like, I don't know. It's harder to share your journey because, number one, like we said, the algorithm. But also, like, if everything is quantified and you're going based on, like, the constant set of likes and shares and da-da-da-da, like, you're focused on that. You're not focused on what you're creating. Like, it just adds pressure sometimes, so. Right.
I'm sorry, I was paying attention. He just did this with his hair, and he was looking like no name. So, like, I was just like, wow, that's hilarious.
Ooh. I was trying to ignore him.
I was trying my best.
But
there was a point I was going to make, and it's escaping me slowly. It's somewhere in the air.
I feel it
in the air.
God damn. I miss the
Take your time.
I miss the authenticity. So the pages that I actually like, I can feel the authenticity. Like, it's like,
that's what I was
gonna it's say. A sense of, okay, I see you. Like, I can see you. Like, this is you. It's not like you're trying to sell me something. This is just you. Even if you're trying to sell me something,
it's still just this you. Is still you. This is just an extension
It'd be bothering me seeing people selling stuff just to sell stuff. I'm like, When you start doing this, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, ah, that's cringy, it's nasty, but yeah. do your thing. Yeah. Hopefully they buying. I'm not about to make this purchase, but hopefully somebody is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think people forget that it's supposed to be, going back to one of the original analogies, it's supposed to be like your own personal art gallery. So, like, yeah. it's supposed to be things that you like and you put up there whatever you want to actually put up there.
I'm glad you said that. Now I feel like I can go back into it from a different mindset, a different view, different perspective. Mm-hmm. Your own personal art gallery. Yeah, and then it made me think of the old Instagram, like, where it was literally just the square. Yeah, no videos, you just got squares. Picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah, yep. exactly. And it's just like anything that you actually like, you support, you subscribe to the channel, and that you can actually put out there. And then it's like, it doesn't feel as cringy, because it shouldn't feel as cringy. It's just a matter of you putting out the things that you like to see. And one of the things I was going to say was, I remember... Now, it's funny because if I want to see people that I follow, I have to engage with any post that they put out. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's either I got to engage with their post or I got to watch their story. Mm-hmm. If I don't do one of those two things, they gone. They in the cloud.
Or somehow I have to remember their name. If I haven't seen them in a while, I got to remember what their Instagram name was. And then go find them so that I can go to their page to interact on a couple of their posts so that I can start to see them appearing on my timeline again. Like, yeah, that'd be a lot. But I just did that the other day. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, having to do all of that, it can be discouraging.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, having to do all of that, when I find you,
I'm watching everything so you can stay here.
Yeah. And I was going to also say, I understand why some people do stuff where it's like, it may seem cringy or it'd be like, oh, that doesn't seem like you, because to a degree, it's almost like you have to remind yourself, like, you're presenting yourself to the world to a degree, right? And it's like, all right, some people, when they try to present, they do a little too much, or sometimes it's almost like you want to present yourself the best way you can. So it's like, I would present myself with a haircut and maybe in a better outfit. I'm not going to present myself with sweats. Like,
yeah, I ain't really get that trait. Yeah. I just be putting myself out there. Like,
but some people,
this is me.
Yeah. But some people, that's how it be. Like, some people was like, all right, I'm just going to do whatever. And some people were like, nah, I'm going to present myself in the best way I can, which is fair.
I commend you. Yeah. My thinking is, if you don't accept me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
If you don't accept him when he first cut the hair, you can't get the blow dry.
It's 4 years. 4 years in.
3.5 years?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, June going to be 4 years. June 15th.
Okay. So it's 3.75 almost.
Word.
But yeah.
So I understand why some people like do it that way, but I think at the end of the day, it should just be a thing. It should be you posting things that you like, you support, you find interesting, whatever, because that way people can actually have a conversation about the things that you like. And then you can actually find genuine people and you can really make actual connections.
Now, social media is simply business-based.
So, business first, I think.
Yeah, business first. And then it's fun and social. Like, it's business first and then it's social. So, and then all the business stuff get pushed first. And then it's all these strategies, the tactics that you got to do. And everybody is going into it with money first, opposed to, I just like being here. Like, right. I miss the days when people are like, I just like posting. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm posting just to be posting. Like, I'm just here. But, you know, mm-hmm. it is what it is, people. That's all I got.
Yeah. I was gonna say, the last thing, I also wish I didn't see as much content about content. I just get so tired of seeing, like, because it's like the whole, everybody's pages is about showing you how to work the app. And it's like, mm-hmm. can I just see something? Like, can you just do what you do and show me by example. You like, you don't got to tell me every single time how to you. And that's what be getting on my nerves. But other than that, shout out to social media.
I personally have done a deep dive on that stuff lately, so that might also be why you've been seeing a lot of it.
Nah, it's been before that.
But yeah. I know, but like
everybody, a content strategist.
Yeah, but now I'm able to see who the actual content strategists are versus who aren't. Who just, you know, I'm selling a course because I took this course on how to sell a course. Now I'm selling you a course. But yeah, so like I do agree though, because sometimes I just, you know, I just want to see somebody living their life, having fun, laying on the beach, something like that, versus seeing somebody break down why this post worked or why that post worked or blah, blah, blah. But sometimes I'll be watching that stuff because
I'll be trying to see how I'm going to get my stuff done.
Because I'm rebranding. Yeah. So
and I got like, good stuff. Yeah.
So it can be helpful, but sometimes I think it's because so many people are trying to, I guess, take the expert lane when it comes to like social media or content or posting, rather than just posting, it just be like a lot. And yeah. I think that's why certain people that I do follow, like I watch a lot of their stuff, like people that are outside of the content, like strategist world. It's like I watch a lot more of their stuff because it's like, it's not the business stuff. Or even I remember, because I've been looking at so much of the content strategist stuff, a couple of times when I went on YouTube, because I be on YouTube just watching stuff sometimes, but I was like, you know, I don't want to hear nobody tell me how to post this or how to fix my life or do this thing better, or I can make $1 million in 2 days. Here's how. And then it actually took 7 months and 2 days. So, you know, I just want to watch something entertaining sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like you're going to a comedy show and then the comic is telling you how to tell a good joke. And it's like, bro, you're supposed to be showing, you're supposed to be like demonstrating. Don't tell me this is the setup, this is the punch, this is what you do. Come back and see me next week. Like, but if you don't tell an actual joke,
right?
That's what it be feeling like to me sometimes. And I'd be like, all right, I appreciate the people that can explain it for the people that want to go up there and do comments. But like, can we separate? Can we get a little, this is for the, come over here for the, for the instructional. Yeah. Come over here for the, if you just want to be a.
Yeah, everybody's trying to sell something. And it's like when you walk into like a department store and you walk in through the perfume section and all the associates is in the aisles. Mm-hmm. So when you walk, hey, do you want to, excuse me, I'm just here for the food court. You
know? Right.
So I'm already bombarded with the smells. It smells like everything. And you are like, smell this. Would you like that? Food, please. Salad.
Please. I mean, we just got to get back to seeing the content that we actually like, and they got to get back to showing us the content that we actually like, whether it is a strategist or it is just somebody just chilling. Like, just let me see the people that I follow. That's it. Sorry. But y'all got any final thoughts on social media and being social on social media versus real life and those things like that?
Again, I say social media doesn't need to be more social because everyone has a voice, but everyone doesn't need to voice their opinion. yeah, get back to the authenticity. Get back to posting for you, not for anybody else. I miss the authenticity. I want to see the authenticity. I want to see high quality authenticity.
Not, you don't want to see low quality authenticity?
It just depends on the person. It depends on the delivery.
Oh man, that's funny. I have nothing else I want you to know.
That was all right.
Nothing at all. Be you. That's it.
Yeah, enjoy social media how you see fit. Just don't be tearing people down. Don't be trolling people.
Yeah, the trolls gotta go. Sorry to cut your wisdom, Queen. The trolls gotta go. Yeah. When you come to B and Breeze, at B and Breeze, anything, Or the gray area, or just me, Shakoya D, or who is Damani?
We troll hunting. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
I'll get that later.
If you a troll, this is not the community for you. But if you aren't, then join the good people of the gray area. Please. By subscribing to our Patreon. By doing that, it helps us to make higher and better quality stuff for you guys more frequently, as well as get you guys more content. But we thank you guys. I don't have any other final thoughts besides to just use social media how you see fit. Don't be trolling and all that stuff. That stuff's annoying and it ain't cute. But don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios. Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
Alright.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.